Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Tzadik Vav. We're holding Tzadik Hei Amid Beis. We could start from two lines from the bottom of the Amid Omalei Abayler of Yosef, but then you won't be familiar with what the background is. So let's go back three lines earlier, where the Gemara begins Omer Rav Yehuda. That's five lines from the bottom of the Amid. We're talking specifically about what bracha do you make on inferior wine. The reason why we're talking about that is because back in the Mishnah, we said that someone who buys wine automatically assumes a tolerance level of 10 koisisois. 10 koisisois, as we learned yesterday, at some length, means wine which is on the decline, which currently you can already smell vinegar. However, when you taste it, it's still wine. What bracha do you make on that? Omer of Yehuda, Yain and Nimka b'chanut. Rishbam says we're talking about the most inferior of all the wines sold in the store. You go to a wine store today, the cheapest wine maybe is $3.99, and the most expensive wine is maybe $100 a bottle. So there's a big difference between one and the others. And the most inferior of all the wines, what bracha do you make? Says of Yehuda, Bochan Olav Boire Pri Hagofen. Rav Chisda Omar, Kabe Chamra. Now our Gemara says the Akrim, on the side there's a gear, so the Orach, the Akris. What's the difference between one and the other? They both mean that the wine is going bad. Akris means that it's turning sour. Akrim means that a krum, which means a light membrane is forming on top of it. Like a film, exactly right. Not the film in terms of cameras. You still use film for
cameras?
No, I'm dating myself. Then they do. Very good. Anyway, Filzana Zoy, the important thing is, Akris or Akra means that it's already on the decline. And therefore he says, wine the Akra Mulamali, why would I make a Baya Priya Gof? And instead, what do you make? Shahakol Nihia Bidvar. So you have a Machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Chisda, what bracha do you make on inferior wine? Meisre, have a brisa. Alapas she'ipsha, if you have bread that is becoming moldy. Valayayin she'hikrim, our case of the wine that is souring. The al tafshish over tzurasai. Rishbam says tafshil, for instance, is like farina, a porridge, where normally it would be nice and pretty, and you see it's already a day or two old. They left it in the kitchen without leaving it in the refrigerator, and it is now looking as if it's yellow or whatever. And so therefore you see that it is on the verge of spoiling. What do you bracha do you make on all of these three? Instead of pas making hamoitzi on the yayin boire priyagofen, instead of the tafshil making a boire minein bezoinois, oime shahakal nirbidvai. Anyway, what do we see very clearly from this brisa? That yayin shehikrim is the shahakal. Yet we said a moment ago that Rav Yehuda says that you make a boire priyagofen. His dochshver. It really depends on how inferior the wine is. The most inferior wine that is sold in the chanut, in the store, you still make a bayir priyagofen, says Rav Yehuda. However, once you get to purtzima, to mizdaben akarnisa, purtzima means that it is really so sour, it's nishtane mar isoy upartzufay. Even the ponim, even the appearance has changed, and it's the type of wine that you sell akarnisa, meaning peddlers would go and sell it on the street corners, and in particular they would go and sell it to travelers who are very, very thirsty. Nowadays, if you are driving, sometimes you have somebody knock on your window, he wants to sell you some Polish water, some Poland spring water. They didn't have bottles of Poland spring water, so they had bottles of or cups of this inferior wine. You wouldn't even sell it in the store because the customers would be angry. I'm going to buy this type of wine. But a person who's traveling doesn't have much of a choice. He wants to continue traveling. There are no wine stores around. Somebody's selling this wine-colored drink or whatever. So you buy it. So then even Rav Chisda would agree. Even Rav Yehuda would agree you don't make a bari pikof and you make only a shahak. So bottom line is, machloikis legabi, this souring wine, what bracha? Amalei by the Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Ho Rav Yehuda, we just finished Rav Yehuda that says, Boy Priyagofen, Ho Rav Chizah that says, Yemeka Shehakel, Mar, meaning Rav Yosef, come on, Tzvirle, what do you hold? You make a very big oven, do you make a shahad? Amalei, so Rav Yosef answered, Masnisi Adana. I know a brisa of the sign. Now the Gemara is not going to immediately deposit how Rav Yosef holds. We're only going to find out the last three lines on the Amud all the way in the bottom. So there's going to be a somewhat lengthy discussion about this brisa, but it's all very straightforward. The sign. We have a brisa, and this brisa is talking about Hilchos Trumos Umasos. And what's the situation? You have, for instance, a storekeeper that has, let us take, for example, 100 barrels of wine. And everyone is coming to him to go and buy the wine. No thank you. And they ask him, tell us, what is the wine? Is it chulin? Is it tevel? Trumis? Meisers? What's the story? So he says that he provides a special service for all of his customers, that when they buy a chavis, he is mafrish oleha trumis umasers from a particular chavis. Meaning, he has set aside in the corner a chavis, says on it, don't touch, don't get near, don't stop, don't pay $200, stay away from that chavis. Whenever he goes and sells another chavis to one of his customers, so before that chavis, you have to go and give 2% truma, right, 1 out of 50. He also has to give 10% for maestris. So what does he do? He goes and is mafrish those trumas and maestris for the wine that is being sold. He's already mafrish it in the chavis that he retains for himself, so that he's able to go and say to the customer, trumas and maestris have been taken, it's all aledic, it's all finished, we took care of it. Fine. Now since that chavis, he leaves there in the corner, and since this is the type of wine seller that has less than 1,000 customers a day, if it takes a while for him to sell the next chavis, and the next chavis, and the next chavis, eventually the chavis that he has set aside for trumas and maestris might eventually go sour. And if it becomes sour, and it becomes vinegary, then it's no longer called yain, it's called chometz. And if it's called chometz, you can't go be mafrish trumas and maestris from chometz on yain. Okay, so with this background, the sign ya boidik as a chavis, a person who's boidik, meaning this is the storekeeper, who initially was boidik the chavis. He tasted some of the wine. Now since all of the wine in this barrel is tevel, how did he go and taste it? Because he was mafrish on this taste, also mimokam acher from somewhere else, to make sure that what he's drinking is chulin and not that he's chas v'shalom drinking tevel. So what he drank was all kosher, you don't have to worry about it. The reason why he was boidik is not because he was particularly thirsty, but because he wants to v'yos mafrish aleha truma v'hoylech, that he should be able to go me mafrish from this truma on the other barrel.
He was tasting the barrel that was set aside for trumas and masers?
Correct.
But if he's not a kohen, is he allowed to...
It's a very good question. So every time to get to trumas and masers, you have to go through stages. So initially, whatever is grown is tevel.
Yeah.
And you cannot, nobody can eat from it, not even the kohen can eat from it.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is you have to be mafrish trumas and masers.
Right.
So let's assume this happens to be the barrel of wine.
Yeah.
It's now full to the top.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of customers that want to go and buy wine and not have to worry about trumas and maestris.
Right.
On Chanukah, as I'm sure you know, many people today go and buy already the prefabs where you have the wicks and the oil already inside. Mm-hmm. Years ago, you had to go and take a piece of cotton and, go, and you put it in and it would spill a little bit and then it didn't go. Yeah.
Right.
Everything is prefab, right? Why do you do it? Because it's a convenience. People are willing to pay more for that. Here, this storekeeper, also for convenience, his customers didn't want to have to worry about trumas maisers. He told him, Chavra, it's already chulin. It's all mufrish trumas and maisers.
Right.
How did he do that? He took one spear chavias, and in this spear chavias, every time he sold wine to a customer, let's say he had to go and give 2% of that barrel for trumas, set aside 2% trumas. Another 10% for maisers, set aside 10. And even had notches on the side to go and show he's now up to 12%. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to start asking about Maser Rishon and Maser Sheni.
No, it's about Chita Achas, but there's a creed. Once he takes off one spoonful, mid-raisa, then the whole thing
is... Yes, we went out up to the end. So in the meantime, that's what he was doing. He gave 2% and 10%. for each of the customers, it'll be 12%, and then another 12% for the next customer. Once he gets to 8 customers, you have 96%, then we'll have to move on to the next chavis. Good. Now, before he wanted to do that, he had to make sure that it was wine, that it had not gone sour, and that it was vinegary. Mm-hmm. So he went and he opened it up, and he tasted it. Oh, for Hashem, it tastes like wine, is good. But the problem is that when he's tasting it, no trumas and maisers have been given yet from that little bit that he tasted. How do I know no trumas and maisers were given? First of all the trumas and maisers are being given not for the contents of this bottle, it's for all the other chavis.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, how can you go and taste from this one when it was initially teva? So on that says the Rashbam, no, not a problem. He took a small cup, a little bit. And from that, he was mafresh trumais umasres, filled up the cup halfway, and then from that, he figured he had to go and give 2%, and then 10%. That he left over for the coin and for the lady, and he drank the rest.
Mm-hmm.
How can you go and drink if you still have that? So it could be he poured off 2%, he poured off 10%, and now all that's left in the cup is only now chulin. It's not tevel anymore because he's already given the trumais, he's given the mice. Poured up your cup and drinks it. Ah, Machaya, it's wonderful wine. So you know for sure it's good wine. Therefore, the next customer comes in. Yankel, come on in. I'm going to sell you chulin wine. Really, I don't have to worry about tevel and trumas. Yes, it's a hechsher. Everything is done. I have a mashgiach here. All done perfectly. So now, there's a problem. The problem is, he went and he was boydikit today. Beautiful wine. Then he does this periodically. Because what happens if and when it were to become vinegar in a month from now, or 2 months from now? And from that point on, you can no longer be mafish trumas and maisers for wine in other barrels. So says Rishbam, he made his second bedika a month or 2 months later. And then he drank it and he said, this is gefährlich. It tastes just like salad dressing. It no longer tastes like wine. I cannot go and give any more trumas and maisers. So for sure, from now and further, he's not going to be mafish trumas and maisers. But what about any trumas and maisers that he gave between the first bedika and the second bedika? It's problematic. I don't know. Maybe it's a suffix. If it's a suffix, I'm going to have to call up all my customers. Schnell, go and give to me. I already drank up the wine. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, we'll have to ask Slicha and Kapara for Avoinis. But if you haven't, go and give it again because maybe the first time it was already vinegar. I didn't taste it every time. I only tasted it the first time and a month or two late. So we're going to see now what the halachic ramifications are. So far your question was addressed?
Not really, because once he does the first bedika and he's mafresh, a spoonful,
right.
Pita achas poteres hasakri.
Good.
So it's no longer...
But he was not mafresh for the entire barrel. He's only mafresh for the little bit that he's drinking. If he'd be mafresh for the whole barrel, then he couldn't go be mafresh for others. You can only be mafresh from tevel on tevel. You can't be mafresh from chulin on tevel.
The bottle is separated. That's going to be the trumas and maisers bottle.
Exactly. This is the trumas and maisers bottle. He just wants to make sure that it's quote-unquote kosher for trumas and maisers. In other words, it's still wine. So he took off a little bit. From that, he was mafresh. But the rest of it, he wasn't mafresh at all. The rest of it remains tevel the way it was.
He wants it to remain tevel so he can...
Absolutely. You know, right. Nobody disagrees. But he wants to make sure that it's wine tevel and not...
Vinegar
tevel. Otherwise, people will be whining that they did an improper
mafresha.
Good. So, haboydik is obviously as mafresh aleha. He was boydikit for the purpose of to be mafresh in the future. Truma v'hoylech. Rashi elsewhere, when this gemara is brought, says it's only talking about trumas. Rishbam says it's talking about trumas and maisers. What difference does it make? Trumas and maisers makes it a little more complicated. Because then you have to get into the question of yesh breira or ein breira. Why do you have to worry about yesh breira, ein breira? Because after he does 2% and 10%, 2% and 10%, and now we did it for 8 customers, it's 96% all full. But now he has to, in fact, be mafresh the actual trumas and maisers on the bottom. So according to Rashi elsewhere, that learns it's only trumas, no problem. The whole thing is truma. Now he takes the whole bottle, hands it over to the kohen. What about the masters? Another barrel. He left that for the customer. He only did trumas. But if you tell me both truma and mice, and then he's going to have to pour off a certain percentage for truma. This is the coin. A certain percentage for mice. But the truma and the mice, it was all mixed together. Yeish bread. Okay. So, but because the copy says, Mavish Alea, truma boilech. Boilech means, and to continue on until the end of the customer's or the barrel's ability to keep on using for trumas and mice. And after that, we find, meaning at the second bedikah, Rishbam says, a month or two later, he does his second drinking, and now he says, it's vinegar, it's no longer wine. What happens now? So the Raisi uses an interesting expression. Kol gimel yom. The entire 3 days, it's vadai. Now it doesn't say, number one, which 3 days we're talking about, and it doesn't say vadai what. That's going to be a machloikis in the Gemara between the Yoichanan and the Bishur ben Levi. Mikan ve'elach, anything after that, or as we'll see, according to Shehu ben Levi, anything before that is a suffix. That's the end of the Braisa. What is this called? Gimel Yoim Vadei. Vadei what? And which 3 days are we talking? Omer Yoichanan, Hachi Kamer, Kol Gimel Yoim Arishoinim, Vadei Yayin, Mikan ve'elach, Sofik. What does this mean? So Rishbam explains it very, very nicely, but it's quite straightforward. We are assuming since when he drank the wine, it still tasted like wine, it smelled like wine, it's fine, nothing to worry about. What happens a minute after he closed the chavis, closed the bottle, not drinking anymore, from that moment on, it started on its decline. How long does it take for it to become chaymetz, to transform from yayin to chaymetz? 3 days. How does it work? So Rishbam explains, as we'll see in the Gemara, that initially it's only the reyach, the smell, smells like it's souring. You smell it? Shvach. But let me drink it. Drink it. You know, still tastes like wine. Yeah, I could see that it's souring, but at the moment, still tastes like wine.
So this is a smell test.
It passes the taste test.
Is that like the wine they would sell on street corners?
Exactly. That's how we got street corners. In the chanut, in the store, the inferior, most inferior of wines.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we got into this. Very good. You kind of, Ariel, you're cooking with gas. But don't cook the wine, because then
bushel.
It'll be bushel. Yeah. Okay. So, Omer B'yechanan. So, off you come. Kol Gimel Yom Rishon, the first 3 days. Even though at that point it's already reyach chala, in other words, at the time when he drank it, it was fine. But we're being choshev, we're trying to be machmir the most. That maybe a second after he put down his cup and he closed up the barrel, it started already sinking in this vinegar smell. You could smell that it, he didn't smell it, but it could have happened a second later after he finished. And then, after its vinegary smell, the taste is still good. But after 3 days, 72 hours, then it's really done. In other words, it's no longer.
Puzzle from the Mafresh Truma from this stuff onto good wine.
Correct.
Sealed barrels.
Correct. So therefore, Kol Gimel Yom Rishon, the first 3 days, Vadayayin. I don't care how vinegary it smells and how badly you think it's going to taste. You should know the normal Oyrech Milzah, the normal way these things work is, wine becomes sour, if it starts going to decline, becoming sour, it's a 3-day process. And therefore, for the first 3 days, if he had a whole bunch of customers, I was mafish shuvah smaisis again, another truma nice. First 3 days, it's vada yayin, who's a kosher hafrasha, and the person who takes these barrels home has nothing to worry about. He can go and yochu anovim b'yizbo, or yishtu anovim b'yizbo. They can drink and be merry. It's chul. If some customers already came on day number 4, now it's already a suffer. Because if in fact the wine started to become sour a minute after the person drank from it, 3 days have already passed, there's a possibility, I'm not saying it's likely, but there's a possibility that that wine already was sour at the conclusion of the 3 days. So on day number 4, if you've bought any wine, based and you are drinking it based on the hafrasha from this first chavias, then what's the din? It's a suffix whether you did a good job or not. And you have to be mafresh once again. Truma semaisus. My timer. What's the reason for this? Because chamra meiloi okar. The word okar over here means it's okur from its good taste and good status as good wine, and therefore Rishbam says another lotion that
like
it's real.
Okar uprooted?
Exactly, uprooted. So until now it had its good reputation as good wine. And then when the wine declines, where does the uprooting begin? From the top of the wine. In other words, when it sours from top going down. My time chamer eloy akar, the chamer, the wine begins to decline from the upper level to the down, and therefore, what's so important about that? Because the height to imet, this person was toying, he was boydikin on day one. That's how he started the brisa, boydikin sachavus. And he was toying and he tasted it. And Baruch Hashem, he discovered that it was not nekar. In other words, it still tasted and smelled fine. It passed the smell test and the taste test. Okay, says the Gemara. But now it's possible that as soon as he finished drinking and he closed the barrel up, maybe starting from that point, nobody's suggesting that it definitely started souring, but we're going the greatest chumrah that we can possibly think of is that a second after the taste test and the smell test, then it started declining. That's going to be a minimum of 3 days. No such thing as wine becoming full-fledged vinegar in less than 3 days. Okay. So now says Imar. Imtin Tzoloimar. Even if you're going to think and say the boss of the Te'imei Oka, right after he finished drinking it, then the decline and the souring began. So now for the next 3 days, the status of this barrel will be Havarecha Chala. The reyach, the smell, will be chomet. He didn't smell it at all. In other words, when he drank it, it smelled fine. But again, being the most machmir, the most scrupulous over here, the gabi hilchis, hevel, and truma, and maisus, etc. Bosa te'ime, that as soon as he finished drinking it, that's when the souring began. Havarecha chala, therefore, for the next 3 days, the reyach was already sour, that like chala, chala is vinegar. The tameh, however, the tam was still chamer, because for the first 3 days is okay. And therefore, says Rav, any time that you have the reyach, the smell is souring, that it's already smells like vinegar. The tameh, however, were you to be toyim, were this person who was toyim on day one, were he to be toyim on day two and day three and day four, he would have discovered that perhaps it's already turned sour in terms of the smell. But the taste is still the taste of wine. What is the halachic status of such a hybrid mixture? It's chamra, as a din of yayin. Rabbi Shuma Levi Omar, just the opposite. Since a month later, he tasted it and he said, phew, it doesn't taste like wine anymore, it tastes like vinegar, it's all sour. So, when did it become sour, says Rabbi Shimon Levi? The last 3 days, for sure, it was sour. Before that, I don't know. How do we know that for sure it was sour the last 3 days? Because Rabbi Shimon Levi disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, as the Gemara will say momentarily. Mikan ulahalon. It's not mikan ve'elech, anything subsequent, but anything before. Right? We started off a month ago. He was toei. It tasted great. A month later, he tastes it and he says, oy, vey, it's sour. So for the last 3 days, prior to the second tasting, that's vadechai, because if it tastes so sour, then he says, tastes like vinegar, that means already the last 3 days, it's been on the decline. What was the decline? That the smell was that of challah, of vinegar, even though the taste until now could have been wine. But Rav Shimon Levi holds that any time that you have that the smell, reiche, is chala, and tami is chamra, Rabbi Yochanan said, it still has a din of chamra, of wine. Shimon Levi says, oh no, I'm very sorry. Since the smell is already that of chala, it has a din of chala, of chaymet, gizuntai, and therefore the last 3 days, it has a din of vadei chaymet. Ikan ulhalon means anything prior thereto, meaning gizuntai, from the first
shay shay. Turn off the air conditioning?
No, that's all right.
I didn't put it on.
It's allergies. Unless you want it on.
From the first day until these, up to the final 3 days, up to Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal, so that entire, so let's talk about the 30-day period, from one Rish Chodesh to the next Rish Chodesh. First Rish Chodesh, he was Boydik, he tasted it, Kibaldik. Next Rish Chodesh, he tasted it, it was sour. Fair. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the first 3 days of the first Chodesh, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, it's Vadayayim. For the next 27 days, Sofik. According to Shuman Levi, it's the other way around. The last 3 days of the month, Chavzayim, Chavtes, Chavtes, and if it's a and Iba Chodesh and it's Lamed, the last 3 days that was Vadei Chodesh. First 27 days of the month, that was the Safek. That's Mikan Lalom means earlier. Safek. My timer, what's the reason why? So now the Gemara says two possible reasons. First of all, it could be Chama Mitatoi Okach. The Eimer Oker Balava Daita. Maybe at the time that he was drinking it initially, he thought it tasted like good wine because he drank it and it was geschmack. But he doesn't realize that you know when wine goes bad, it doesn't go bad from the top first, like we said before, Me'iloi Okach, but rather it goes bad from the bottom. And since it goes back from the bottom, he didn't even realize Bishas he was drinking that it was already souring.
At the lower levels,
and therefore this is no longer considered to be Chamra, according to Shub and Levi, because he holds if any part of it, just the smell, has the smell of Reich, of Chala. The whole thing is Pusul. So he doesn't even realize that, therefore, no good. So even day number one, it's no good. Even while it's right after he was waiting, you'd say, well, okay, at least for the first 5 minutes. No, maybe it was already Nekar then. Flavadaita. If you want to go and say, no, I don't like making a machlekes in mitzius because it become sour, starting from the top or starting from the bottom. So let's assume meiloi oka. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The heart to ime, and he was toyin. Loi oka. And at the time that he was toyin, he realized it was fine. There was no problem. It was not his suriach. It was still great. But Dilma bothered to ime oka. Maybe right after he was toyin, just like Rabbi Yochanan said before. Maybe a second later, after he finished drinking it, he sealed the barrel again. Maybe from that point on, Akar, it started going and declining. Have a reich echala, so the reich already from that time, not that I smelled it, but at least theoretically, it may be that from that first moment, after he was toyim, it started declining, and the reich became that of chala, of sour vinegar. V'tami chamra, but the tam was still that of wine. Says the Gemara, according to Shub and Levi, Reich Chala, Tamei Chamra is Chala. And with this we have finished the first two Mandiyamrim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Now what the Gemara could have done is, now let's go back to Rabbi Yosef and say, what does that mean? Abai asked Rabbi Yosef, Mar Keman Svirale, what bracha do you make on this wine? And the wine that we're talking about is wine that is souring. You open up the bottle, you open up the barrel, you see that the smell is, I see it's declining. You better drink it quickly. You drink it quickly, still wine. It still tastes like wine. I can see already, you know, it's on the verge, but at the moment it's still wine. So I have machloikis. Does it have the status of wine, says Rabbi Yochanan? Or does it have the status of choymet, says Rabbi Shimon Levi? Or does Dr. Rabbi Yosef to Abaye? Ano masnisi yadana. I know this braisa. Where therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Talach would be you have to make a boy of Priya Gofen, because it's still wine. And according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, you'd have to go and make a Shahakal because it's already Choymit, it's already Vinegar. But we're going to get to that at the bottom of the Yom, and I'm just throwing it in, so now you know the connection between why Rabbi Yosef even referred to the Braisa and the previous discussion. But now we have yet a third view of the Droimoi, those that live or come from Dorai, southerners. They wanted to be Yobi Akosav Ashlishi, Yachriya Einea. What do they do? They're doing Moi Masim Mishmeid of Shuman Levi, different than the way we quoted Rav Shuman Levi. He's a Dramoi in the name of Rav Shuman Levi. And they say, Rishoinen Vada Yai. First 3 days, like Rabbi Yochanan, 100% good. Anybody who is Mafish, Trumas, and Mises, nothing to worry about. Achroinen, the final 3 days of Vada Choymet. That's Zichr, that's Rav Shuman Levi. It's zikr, it's choymet, it's sour, no good. Do it over again. And so, those middle days, right, if you had 30 days altogether, you have the first three, you have the last three, you have 23 or 24 days in the middle, those days are something. If you went and relied on the hafrasha from that barrel, you got to do it over again. Now this l'chayre is perplexing. Although Dramoy, I'm sure, meant well, they want everybody to be happy, like Rav Papa, Hilchas Memrinu L'Travayu, but Hagufa Kasha, don't I have a stira over here? Because remember, what's the shaila? The shaila is this hybrid wine, which already has, does not pass the smell test, but passes the taste test. Where according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's still wine. Could Rabbi Shimon Levi, it's already choymet. So make up your mind. Amris Rishonim, Vada Yain. You're saying the first 3 days it has the status of wine. Alma Reicha Chal, even though the Reich is that of Chaimitz, but because Tami Chamer, because the Tam, the taste is that of wine, it has the status of wine. Okay, that's why any Hafrosh is done in the first 3 days is good. Vadi Yai. V'hoda Amis, and then you say that Achroinim, the last 3 days, is Vadi Chaimitz. Alma Reicha Chala, that if you have the Reich of Chala of vinegar, V'tami the Chamer, and the Tam is that of wine, you're saying it's Chala, it has a din of Chaimitz. So, do me a favor, make up your mind. Is it this or the other?
Does it have the taste of wine in the last 3 days? I thought at that point it all went completely bad. By the last 3 days, in the first 3 days, we can say, okay, maybe already then the vinegar fragrance started. Even though he tasted it and it was good right before he sealed the barrel. But by the last 3 days, the smell is vinegar and the taste is vinegar.
Okay, but it's on the final day. So we're saying at this point, since now on the 30th day of next Rosh Chodesh, the person drinks from it and it's
thoroughly vinegar.
We say, what is the last possibility that it could still have the taste of wine? It could be that up to 3 days ago,
it could have passed the taste test.
Till 3 days ago, it could be that it was wonderful wine. Could be that it wasn't. I don't know. It's a suffix. But the last 3 days were certainly vinegar. Why? Because since it takes 3 days to transform from wine to vinegar, and now I know for sure it's vinegar, as you say, it tastes like vinegar, and it smells like vinegar. So when is the latest possibility that it still had halachic status of wine? 3 days ago. Because says Reb Shulman Levi, the last 3 days, since it's already on the decline, it had to have been on the decline within the last 3 days, because it takes 3 days to go from wine to vinegar. And what did the Drei Moi say? Those last 3 days, I agree with you, it's Vadai has the status of Chaimitz. Why? Because even if it was that hybrid situation over the last 3 days, makes no difference. Reb Shulman Levi says that if it has the smell of Chaimitz, it has a status of Chaimitz, even though the Tam is a Tam Yai. If that's the case, we have no Estira between the first 3 days and the final 3 days. In each case, we are hypothesizing that the wine, it could be that when you drink the wine at the end of 30 days, it's going to be delicious wine. It didn't go bad at all. We're just talking about the case when it did go bad. At what point did it go bad in the last 30 days? Says Rabbi Yochanan, it could have gone bad the first 3 days. You never know. As soon as he put down the cup, he closed up the chavias. Maybe it was already souring at that time. But for the first 3 days, it's still okay. Because even if it was souring, up till 3 days, it still has a din of yain. Now, what did Rabbi Shulman Levi say? Rabbi Shulman Levi is, if you will, a little bit more optimistic. He said it could have been wine for the full 27 days. But now it's clearly chaimitz at this point. So maybe it only started declining 3 days ago. I mean, it could have been declining already 30 days ago. It could be. But it could be only 3 days ago. And that's why anything prior to that is a suffix. So what was the status the last 3 days? Just like Rabbi Yochanan's first 3 days. So the last we did Rabbi Shulman Levi, it's a wine which is hybrid. It doesn't pass the smell test, but it does pass the taste test. Couldn't Rabbi Yochanan, if that's the case, if I knew that for sure, what would be the din? It's wine. Says Rabbi Shulman Levi, now if I know for sure, then it would be chaimitz. Therefore it has the status of chaimitz the last 3 days, vadai, and anything prior to that is a suffix. Is a shver. How can you go and submit to both first 3 days, vadai, wine, last 3 days, vadai, chaimitz, if you're talking about the same fact pattern? It's either yayin or chaimitz, or one or the other. It can't be both. Every matzah you can go in dishtaka chala siftika, which is maybe what you are thinking of, meaning that when you drank it at the end of the 30 days, you could tell that this is not brand new vinegar, this is already old vinegar, because the sour taste was a very strong sour taste.
It increases over time, compounds.
Exactly. And so the Rambam says, for instance, that this is already 6 days in its processing. 6 days ago, it started declining from wine to vinegar, that the smell already was changing. After 3 days, not only the smell changed, but even the taste changed from wine to vinegar. That
and
was
now
three
strong taste of vinegar.
And now another 3 days have passed, and now it's gotten worse and worse and worse. It is as vinegary as you can imagine. Oh, in such a case, the lav the ochet plesi yomi leim mishtaka chala siftika. If it wouldn't be for the fact that it was already 3 days prior to these 3 days, so therefore it's 6 days ago when it started declining. The first 3 days the Reitroimoi could hold like Rabbi Yochanan those first 3 days of the last 6 days, those first 3 days, it still had a tam yayin, and therefore it still had a din of yayin. At the end of those 3 days, now it turned to vinegar. If you would go and do it already at that time, it's vinegar. However, you didn't go and taste it then. You tasted it 3 days later than that. You taste it 3 days later than that. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. Now you're beyond the 3 day transformation period. Now it's been vinegary already for 6 days. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that this has a din of vadei choymetz and not a suffer. Zoktimar. So now that we have finished off with all three of the days, Rabbi Yochanan of Shimon Levi, and Roimoi made Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kiman Pashat Le, how was Rabbi Yosef hoishit to Abaye? Meaning, Abaye asked him, do you hold like Rav Chizda? Do you hold like Rav Yehuda? Would you make a Bayer Piyagofen? Would you make a Shahakol? But Yosef didn't say anything. He just said, we can be poishit from that price. But I'm going to be poishit like Rav Yochanan, like Rav Shimon Levi. So, to Gemara, it's a machlokes.
Why is he being so evasive?
Maybe
he wants to challenge Abaye, figure it out. You're my student. I'm giving you the tools. I'm giving you the material. Build the answer.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be that Rav Yosef was about to go and give the answer, or maybe even gave the answer, and now, years later, we ask two Talmidim, what did Rav Yosef say? Says Rav Mori, Rav Zvid, Chana Mekrabiach. And I remember distinctly, he said, I hold like the first period of Rabbi Yochanan on the first 3 days, etc. Chadoma, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Rabbi Shimon Levi. And, or they both remembered the shir on that day, he said like Rabbi Yochanan, and one of the two said, yeah, that's true, but I remember a week later, it was Chazoras Hashir, and Rabbi Yosef changed his mind, he said, no, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Anyway, bottom line is, a machloik is what Rabbi Yosef holds, does he hold by Rabbi Yochanan, or Shehakol Niyad. We've now concluded this halacha of brachos. Now we're going to another halacha, again involving choshen mishpat, when you have a sale of wine. A person sold a barrel of wine to his chaver. Vehechmitza. He goes home, he opens up the barrel, and it is choymetz, and he finds that it's vinegar.
Is it after 3 days?
The same day. Same
continue
day.
On the next few words. Omer Rav.
Omer.
Last two lines of the Omer. Omer Rav.
Amar Rav Kol Gimel Yamim Arishinim.
You see, wow, Ariel's mechavim to the Gemara. Gibaldi. So, person bought the wine. And at the time that they bought the wine, they said, okay. And he took it home. And then, after that, they opened up the barrel. And guess what? Lechmitza. And the wine is sour. So the question is, when did he open it up to determine that it was sour? Amar Rav Kol Gimel Yam Harishinim. If they opened up the barrel within 3 days of having bought it from the Moicher, what's the din? Brishus Moicher. We will assume that the seeds of souring were already there when it was still Brishus Moicher, and the Moicher has to go and take it back. Because it shouldn't have gotten sour so quickly within the 3 days. It must mean that it was already on the decline in the shop, in the cellar of the Moicher. Even though we tasted it okay, but it could be like the Gemara said before, it takes 3 days to go from bad to worse. But even though here within the 3 days, it could be that when he tasted it, he didn't realize that there's already an odor, or when he tasted it, he didn't realize it was already souring. But one thing is clear, if within 3 days, in Lekiach Svishus, it is now Choymet, it's a simon that it already started off in the Moichah Svishus, and therefore, Moicher, take it back.
Money
give
back.
Me a full refund and give me another barrel. Mikan ve'elech, however, if he only opened up the barrel 4 days later, a week later, a month later, that's Rishus Lekiach. Then we assume that it was still good and the Shus of the Moicher, it only went bad after he took it up. This is Rav. Ushmul Omar Chamra Akatfa de More Shava. What does that mean? So we have Machlokes of between Rishbam and the Tosfos. And the Rishbam quotes a Gemara, which we're going to learn in the Mi'at Hashem another 2 days, that there's something called Mazloch Gora,
yes.
Which means that the Moicher says, Mister, I've been in this business now for the last 50 years. I've never had a complaint. The wine has always been good, even weeks later. The fact that your wine went bad, it's your Mazloch. something about either you, your neshama, rachnius,
or the sun.
Exactly. The way you stored it. Exactly. It's, it had nothing to do with me. Let's see the Tabrishma. Shmuel Amar. Ein echai b'chiyusai. Even if it's in the first 3 days, the moicher's off the hook. Alpha bisha hechbetz b'teich chobi yishol moicher. And we're not talking about that he even transferred it from the moicher's barrel to the lekeach's barrel. He gave him the whole barrel. Mishum dechamra agaba dechavra gavra shovar. What does that mean? Al katafa adam. When we say obi hakatfa, katfa means the shoulders. The mori means of the individual. The word shavar literally means medalik, means skips over. The way Rishbam interprets that the wine on a person's shoulders goes and skips over, kloimer, what the Gemara means is mazloi goyrem, that chetshu balayayin, it's his sin, so to speak.
So is that like the legal, like an act of God?
Yeah, he bought it, in a sense.
He talked too loud in front of the wine, it caused it to spoil.
Or it's just his mazel was bad, and that's why your that day didn't go well for him. His the business deal fell apart, the shidduch fell apart, his shoelaces tore, and a whole bunch of things that happened that day. Now, Rishbam is quoting, you notice he sees, he said, Kirik Nafkalon the Kamon Mirchsib, Af Kihayayin Bogate. If you want to take a quick look at Tzadik Ches Omid Aleph, Tzadik Ches, that's 98a, to what? You see about 7 lines before the wide lines in the Gemara. Omrav Chia bar Yosef, Chamra Mazla de More Gorim. The mazla of a person has can affect the quality of the wine, whether the wine stays good or the wine goes bad. Shnema Bafke Yain by. Oh, so you see, and the passage continues on, Yeva Yohi. Yeva Yohi means a person who's arrogant. And because of his arrogance, the wine could go bad. Hashem is saying to him, you think you're so hot to her, and you're having a big party for 100 people with a fancy wine, I'll show you. Start opening up the wine, the whole
Doesn't
thing is sour.
Doesn't that kind of open the floodgates? Because you could apply that for other things.
When the Gemara applies it, it applies it. When it doesn't, it doesn't.
In Mazel Yisrael sometimes.
All different types of Gemaras. But anyway, so the floodgates mean that wine is going to pour out with the floodgates, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, so that's how the Rishbam interprets our Gemara here too, and that's why Shmuel disagrees with Rav, that even though it's within the 3 days, it's your fault, it's not my fault. However, you see the first full toises here on the right-hand side. He quotes the Rishbam, right? That's, you see, Shmuel Amar, Chamra Kasle, Pirish Rash, the Chamra Mazle, Rash meaning the Rishbam, the Chamra Mazle, the Gavra Gorim, the Sfira Leker B'chia Bar Yosef Tilekaman, which we just looked at, Ulkach, ain't a vicious moicher, nothing to do with the moicher. Moicher says, it was fine wine, you took it. The ain't near it, says Toys, I don't like this pshat. Because Chodah Dehavle Leminkin, Hailishna Dilekaman. If this is in fact carbon copy, is there such a thing today? But if it's exactly the copy of what we're learning in Daf Tzadik Ches, then why does the Mori use such a funny lashon? Chamra Kasva, the Mori Shabbat. It should go and say, the Chamra Mazel, the Gavra Gorim, like we had in Daf Tzadik Ches. The Oid Kiyom and the Kamon, later on it's going to say, the Pligid of Kiyom Bar Yosef, the Lamed, the Pligid of Shmuel. Shmuel already said it 2 days earlier. The Oid Ein Svar, she Yigrim Mazli, the Gavra, she Mar Lahachmet, Toich Gimel. The Oid Lamed, Yay Machmet, Zaliachel Gimel. To go and say because of his mazel, he changed like the sheshes may brachus mass abrasion, where it takes 3 days to get transformed from wine to vinegar.
Did immediately
because of his mazel, that something is different. Voidiksha, the near the farish, fourth wide line, the Rebbeinu Tam, a much simpler pshat. Chamra kasi the gavra shover kloimer hayayin kivin shenisoi biktefayim niskalkel al yedei sheni nanea. Umir lahachmitz. Because he transported it. How did he transport it? On his back, on his shoulders. But lav dafka could be also on the back of a chamor. The point is, when you leave the wine tranquil in one place and you don't move it and you don't look at it, you don't touch it.
You don't talk in front of it.
You don't talk in front of it.
Wine sounds bad.
Everything,
wine.
Whatever you think so is correct.
So that accelerated the process, vinegration process?
Exactly. And by the way, the souring process.
Okay.
Very good. Anyway, this has very practical application. If you ever buy a container of milk and you're leaving it in the refrigerator, you only use a little bit every day for your coffee, so you're holding it for a week. Where did you leave the milk? If you leave it in the door of the refrigerator, like many people do, because you have bottles and stuff. Mm-hmm. You open and close it.
It's exposed to the warmer air, and it shakes. It agitates and it gets warmer and
oh, wow.
And it will get sour much more quickly than if you put it in a shelf and leave it there stationary at all times, except when you take it out.
Like a hack.
Okay, anyway, try it out and you'll see there's a lot of truth to that. Ooh, so getting back to our Gemara. So we have now a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. On the first 3 days that you bought it, it went sour. Who is the moicher responsible? Says Rav, yes. Shmuel says no. Says the Gemara, Ovid Rav Yosef, Uv de Kavosei de Rav. The Shechra. Shechra, of course, is beer, and although the Gemara has not told us until now, but apparently Shechra also has that 3-day period where it goes from good beer until it goes sour. So he baskin like Rav the first 3 days, it must have already been sour in the store or the cellar, the beer cellar of the beer cellar, the brewery, good, and therefore, what then does it have? The Moicher has to pay you back, give you a refund. But why wine? He felt like Shmuel differently, either because of the mazel or because of the schlepping on the shoulders, like we said, and therefore the lekeach does not get a refund from the mocher. Hilchos kavosei de Shmuel, we pass again like Shmuel. Exactly. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to focus on shimrei yayin. Shimrei yayin means the residue of grapes after you've kvetched them out, after you've squeezed out the wine. Now you have that residue. You add to it water and let it soak, let it be steeped in water. That's what the Gemara calls temet. And now the question is, what's the bracha you make on temet? We're going to have a machlokes. Turn about. Echad sheicha tamarim, the echad sheicha se'oidim, the echad shimre yayin, mevorchen aleim shahakov niyeh bedvarim. The Tanakhama is referring to three different items. Sheicha tamarim is beer made out of dates. Normally on a date, you would make a boyer priya eitz. But here, you're not eating the date, you're eating the beer of the dates. Or you're eating, you're drinking the sheikha, the beer of sa'irim, of barley. Naturally on barley, depending on whether you've made it into a cake or into a farina, you'd make a boyer mina mezoinis. If you make it into a bread, you'd make a moitzi. But here you didn't do any of that. All you did is sheikha, you made it into beer. Now, when any time a person drinks today any type of beverage which is fruit based, with the exception of grapes, one typically says that whatever sheikh or that whatever mashke you get from those peiros, you make a shehak. And the Gemara Masechtas Brachos called it zeya. Zeya means the perspiration. If you cook it, and then don't take any of this halacha l'maisa. For that, you have the rabbis with the long beards that are competent local rabbis, Orthodox rabbis. Ask them. But typically, if you cooked it, then you would go make a boyeri pri or eitz on, if you took dates and you cooked it, and now you got all that juice. And many people eat that, for instance, for kompot. What's kompot? Yeah. Anyway, that's cooked fruits. So not only the fruits, but also the water. Then not the water, but the liquid that's generated the by the syrup. Also, you would go and make a boyeri pri eitz. However, here we're talking about that if you took it and you clutched it, you squeezed it. Take, for instance, if you take oranges and you squeeze out oranges, you get real good orange juice, you make a shahako. You don't make a boyer priyat. I have the pulp, I feel it, I taste it. It's okay, still it's a shahako, it has a din of zeyim. Halacha l'maisa, again, you contact your competent Orthodox rabbi, but that's the way we learned in the Gemara. So that's Sheikha Tamarim and Sheikha Sa'irim. You don't make a Bayer Pri Eitz, you don't make a Bayer Pri Bayer Mene Mezoinis, you don't make a Moitzi, you make a Shak. However, when you get the only difference, the only case where you have a Mashka that has a different Bracha, which is not Shehako, that's when you take grapes and you make them into grape juice or you make it into wine, and then you get a Bayer Pri Agafa. But the oranges, which are also Bayer Pri Eitz, and you kvetch them, as a Din of Zeya, it's a Shehako. Good. So that's good. But now we're talking about the shimrei yayin. The focus of my Gemara is going to be shimrei yayin. So you have that residue, you put it, you steep it in water for a day or whatever, and then you want to drink it. Now, what bracha do you make? This is also not considered to be real wine. It's, if you will, wine tasted, wine flavored water. Right? Just like you add some Kool-Aid. What's Kool-Aid? Well, you add syrup. It has that taste, but lamas, it's not. You have all this artificial flavoring in many of the sodas.
Were kids in Pesach, you couldn't do that raspberry syrup.
Petal and Eretz Yisrael. exactly right. Good. So mevarach aleihem shakel midvar. Acherim oimrim shemorim sheyesh bem tam yain mevarach aleihem bayir pri agafen. The acherim don't deal with the sheikhah tomorrow and the sheikhah's oidim. That is not their concern. They're only concerned about the shimre yain. And now they're distinguishing between shimre yain that just has a faint taste of some sort of grape taste, or if it has a tam yain. You know, this really tastes like wine. Mevarach aleihem bayir pri agafen. We do not follow Achirim's halacha. In other words, we make, even on that, even though you say it as a tam yayim, we still make a shahakal. Now the question is, where is the, how broad or how limited is the machlok between the Tanakama and the Achir? And as you see, the Gemara is going to, Rav is going to explain it in nice detail. Omerav, Shkulian means both the Tanakama and Achirim, both agree that Rama Tilsa, the Asa, I shouldn't say Tilsa, Rama Tlasa, the Asa Arba, he initially poured in three parts of water, and then he let it steep there, and then after, let's say a day, 24 hours later, he comes back, and he now pours out from that container, and presto, instead of having only three parts, they're now four parts. In other words, instead of three cups of water, they're now four cups of this Shimre Yayin mixture, meaning that within that residue of the Oske Kvetched grapes, of the squeezed grapes, there was still some
liquid
in it, and now that liquid has emerged from the residue, right. And now you have the three plus the one, and now you're going to have four. If it's 3-to-1 ratio, Chamru, everybody agreed that it has the status of wine, and you make a very pre-coffin. And Rav Litamei, Rav goes with Shitas Soy. The Rava said this halacha not only in the case of Shimre Yain, but even of regular, bona fide, very strong wine. Years and years ago, you didn't go and buy wine ready to drink like you buy today. You bought wine which was like syrupy.
Concentrate.
Yes. Like wine concentrate. You can also buy port wine today, which is very, very strong, and you have to dilute it. The Amar Rava called Chamad Leidori Al-Chad Tlas Maya. Any wine that doesn't sustain its tam as wine when you mix it with three parts of water, lav chamru. If it can't sustain its reputation and its taste as being wine by adding three parts, that means it's shvacha wine. Because regular, normal, strong, concentrated wine, when you add three parts of water, kishmak, tastes like real good wine. So you see that Rava holds this 3-to-1 proportion, not only in the case of wine, but also in the case of the temed of the shimre yayin. Now, let's go on. So therefore, kuli al moida, you put in three, you got out four, and as a din of yain, where you pre-cough. What happens if Rama tlasa v'yasa tlasa, you poured in three, and you wait for a day, and now you pour out the contents, and there's still three. It's v'lav klumbo, then there's gunish. Meaning, even if there is a psashtikul tam yayin, it's the same three parts of water that you put in, you got three parts of water out, everybody agrees you would make a shahakol, not a where you pre-cough. He pleaded with machlokes is the Roma klasa, the asa klasa u palga. He poured in, let's say, three cups of water to this grape residue, and after a day, you poured out 3.5. What's the machlokes? The bun and sabri klasa ayu klasa nothing. Three went in and three went out. Remember, 3.5 went out, but three parts of water went in. Three parts of water came out. Hoshele palga. The difference between the in and the out was a half of a cup. That half, we will give it the shame yayin, because after all, the water in and out, kaboyle kapoltoi, haitzo bachnasa, the three water in and out, that's the same. So just cancel each other out. The only difference now is that I have a palga, 1/2 additional. And that 1/2 additional was compared to the three parts of water. So now to make the arithmetic easy, the Gemara says, Upalga the shita palgi maya, since three cups of water, three parts of water, is 6/2 parts of water. In addition to the 6/2 parts, I have that other half part of wine. So in other words, you're going now a ratio of 6-to-1. 6/2 water against 1/2 of wine. That's good, because remember, Rava said 3-to-1 still retains its status of wine. But 6-to-1, that is so heavily diluted, even if it tastes like wine, everybody agreed, like, has the status of water, shahakal mi bidvari. Not everybody agrees. That's what the Rabbanan say. In other words, the Tanakhama. V'acherim v'sav, the acherim, however, they say, no. You're looking at it in the wrong way. Plasa oil, train upalge nafik. Of the original three parts of water, 2.5 parts of water have come out. The additional one is pashle kuze, is one additional part, or one additional cup of wine. And therefore, now you're talking about tulasa together with this half. Ukuza betray upalga chamam ayu. It's not really 3 against 1, it's really 2.5 against 1. Remember, you put in 3 parts, you took out 3.5. We're assuming, says the Gemara, that of the 3.5, 2.5 are the original wine. If you could dissect the 3.5, 2.5 would be the original water that you put in initially. The additional one that you have, that one is the wine, because a half of a cup of water has been transformed into wine by the fact that it merged with the residue of the grapes and became transformed into wine. So now I have 2.5 of the original 3.5 is water, and I have, besides that, the full one, which happens to be wine. Aha, so now it's a ratio of 2.5 to 1. Since Rava said that even 3 to 1, it retains its status as wine, then certainly 2.5 to 1, it retains its status as wine.
How did that half cup merge and become a cup of with the wine and become
so
a cup of wine?
It's mixed together.
Right, I know some things, but...
Look at the Vachenim, you see Rishbam, fourth wide line.
Vachenim, yes,
Sabri, Kolosa, Mayim oil, 3 cups of water went in. Utrei upalga mayim nafik, and 2.5 parts of water came out. The ein derech lotzeis kohen nichnas. It's not the derech that exactly what went in came out. Elmen hamayim nisharu, from the original 3 of water, 2.5 were left. Vaitziu hayayin de peira kofi meliel. Vaitziu hayayin, the water had the power of extracting from the residue the great flavor that it had, and it merged with that water and now became one cup of wine, because the yayin, the peter kafim eliyav, the wine kafim means it floats on the top, so it's easy for the water to go and merge and take the tam of the yayin and become one with the wine. Continuing the next mishpam, pashlehu chad kisholim shel yayin betrayu palgav shemayim, from the original 3.5, 2.5 is water. I have now a koisholim shul yayin, a koshkin de chamru peir ma'aliyah, havim lekat las maya. As long as it's not 1 to 3, it's only 1 to 2.5. What's talucha? Says Rava. Says Rava alibed the achirim. That's why it has the status of wine, and that's why mavarach alein bayir priyakaf. So, getting back to our gemara, the last 2 lines over here, the kuza means a cup of wine, betray upalga, in 2.5 parts of water, tamalyu, it's good wine. Fine. So what has Rava done now? What Rava has done is he's taken the machleg between the Tanakama and the Acherim, and he's narrowed it. And he says it's only in a case of 3.5. They can put it in 3, you took out 3.5. Tanakama says, well, took out 3.5. That's all still watery stuff. It's a proportion of 6 to 1, ratio to 1, shahak. Achirim said, no, don't look at it as 6 to 1, look at 2.5 to 1, and if you make a bracha of Bayri Prigaf. Aha. Zokti Yimara, Ubiyois Mikhvei Misasa Mipliya, you're telling me that the machlekes is that the water that you took out of the, not the water, the maska that you took out at the end is Yois Mikhvei Midasa, because you put in 3, and you took out 3.5, and that's the machlekes. Vatanan, I have the identical machlekes. Not the Gabi Hilchis Brachos, but the Gabi Hilchis Masrois. When do you have to go and give Maisa? So the Raisa begins, the Mishnah begins. Hametamed, that's the Temed that we're talking about, that you took the Shimra Yayin and you mixed together with it water. And also Mayim the Mida, Umatzikadei Midasai. You put in 3 parts, you took out 3 parts. Exactly the same. But you put them in a Maisrois, because it's the same water that went in, same water that came out. You don't have to give me. But Buna Machai, Buna said, no. You have to go and give Maizra on that. Sa'ab can leave the with the midos. The whole machlokes this is because you put in three and you took out three. Put in four, you took out four. Al-Biyosh on the midos, it's mashed, you put in three and you got back 3.5. Like Pligin, then everybody would agree.
You're chayv and meiser.
You have to be chayv and meiser.
Because you took out something new.
Exactly. So you said that there's a machlokes over here. Everybody agrees there's no machlokes, it would have a din of meiser, therefore it would be a din of bayer pigafin. Everyone who had din of the yoshim of the is also pligi. So why in this Mishnah do we talk about three and three? You put in mida and matzgid and midasai. Why don't you say even a greater chiddush that you put in more, that you put in three and it came out more, it came 3.5. In a case when you put in three and you took out 3.5. In the case that you put in three and you took out 3.5, of course Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're Machayev in Maisim. You took out more than you put in. You put in three parts of water. Something new came out. But in the case where you put in three and you took out three, I would think that Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tana Kama. Nah, come on. Same water, you see, it's 24 hours later, the exact same volume. Maybe a drop of flavor, but otherwise it's exactly the same water. I would think he's potter. Kamash Rabbi Yehuda, that he is. Chayo. We continue mention tomorrow.
So why is he chayo if he took the same amount out?
Because of the chumra of Maisim. The Gemara is going to talk about that in much greater detail tomorrow, because you don't want to go and eat something that is tevel that you didn't take out sufficient from the
I only bought it one year, but there was once a wine from Israel, it's called Temer.
Gentlemen and Mitchum, everything being well, we'll be learning tomorrow at approximately...